You know, some of our Lord's parables are very consoling and encouraging to us. But the one we hear in this morning's gospel probably grates against us in some ways. And interpreters have given various explanations to the meaning of this parable of the landowner and these laborers who work for unequal amounts of time but receive equal pay. Some say it's really meant to be kind of a sweeping view of salvation history, where the Jewish people are those laborers that started in the early morning, and for centuries they have served our Lord and awaited the coming of the Messiah. And the Gentiles, at the last moment when the Messiah finally comes, are the ones who go to work at the end of the day and yet all receive the gift of salvation. Others make it much more personal, saying the parable speaks to us about personal conversion and how different individuals come to faith at different stages of life and yet all receive that gift of salvation. Which there is much, by the way, to console us in this understanding, no matter how long or how far we have strayed from God. It's never too late for us to respond to his invitation. And we don't even need to fear about what seems to us to be lost and wasted time, because God in his grace can make up for it in an instant. But I think for many of us, this parable grates against us because we maybe feel kind of accused by it, in particular, haunted in our conscience by the question that the landowner asks at the end of the parable: are you envious because I am generous? Are you envious because I am generous? You and I, fallen human beings that we are, we face the temptation to envy quite easily in our lives in many different ways. The 10th commandment of the Decalogue says, "You shall not covet your neighbor's goods." And the Catechism says categorically that this commandment requires that envy be banished from the human heart. It's easy for us to play the comparison game, isn't it? I see another's goods, whether that be material possessions or immaterial blessings, gifts, talents, and I become sad that I don't have what the other guy does. And the problem with envy is that it very quickly sets us against one another. It's one of the capital sins because it gives rise within us to other sins that flow from it. St. Gregory the Great put it this way: from envy, he says, are born hatred, detraction, calumny, joy caused by the misfortune of a neighbor, and displeasure caused by his prosperity. This is why the Lord warns us against envy. We see all of this manifest in a particular way in the devil. The Book of Wisdom says, "By the envy of the devil, death entered the world." What did the devil envy? He envied us. He envied humanity. He saw that not only had God entrusted his entire physical creation to the care of humanity, but that God had it in his plan to himself become man in the incarnation, raising human dignity to unimagined heights, even higher than the angels. And Satan could not stand this. So he rebelled against God. And he made it his mission to draw away from God as many people as he could. And so wrapped up in that original sin, the temptation to Eve in the garden, is this temptation to share in the envy of the devil. And he continues to tempt us to this in often very subtle and unrecognized ways. And so if we are honest, I think all of us can recognize in ourselves this tendency to a greater or lesser degree at various times. But it's there. And so our Lord's question haunts us: are you envious? because I am generous. But rather than be discouraged or shamed or condemned by this question, I think Jesus hopes that his question will cause us to ask in response another question: what is the remedy? How do I fight back against this capital sin in my life? How do I wage that battle to banish envy from my heart? And thanks be to God, the church, who knows the heart of Christ through and through, proposes for us a remedy. It's in paragraph 2540 of the Catechism, where we read this: envy represents a form of sadness and therefore a refusal of charity. The baptized person should struggle against it by exercising goodwill. Envy often comes from pride. The baptized person should train himself in humility. Goodwill and humility. These things are the remedy to envy. Goodwill. Goodwill means I should be happy. I should rejoice when I see blessings that others have received from God, because I have charity, I have goodwill towards that person. Happy for their sake, but also happy for my sake and that of others, because God's blessings are never given to be selfishly hoarded. God's blessings are given to be shared with others. Here's how St. John Chrysostom says we should practice goodwill in the struggle against envy. He says, "Would you like to see God glorified by you? Then rejoice in your brother's progress, and you will immediately give glory to God." In other words, one of the ways that we fight against envy in our lives is the moment we feel that envy come up within us, we pause and say thank you to God for the blessing, the generosity that he has shown to our neighbor. It's an action of our will, our freedom to choose, to respond to that feeling within in a holy and loving way. And then humility. The Catechism explained envy often comes from pride. And so the other remedy is to train ourselves in humility. Humility is that virtue that makes me habitually see everything as gift. Humility is that virtue that leads me not to look longingly at the gifts of others, but instead to be grateful for and at peace with the gifts that I've received. Recognizing that nothing I or anyone else has been given is deserved. Everything is pure gift. Are you envious because I am generous? This question that the Lord poses to us invites us in a particular way right here and right now, here at Holy Mass, to practice the remedy for envy. We gather here at the altar for what the church often refers to as a sacrifice of thanksgiving, because we're invited here to offer thanks, to express our gratitude for the gifts that we have received and the gifts that God has so generously lavished upon our neighbor. So let's practice this here at Holy Mass this morning. Let's make here an act of thanksgiving and then strive to make it our habit each and every day throughout this week to glorify God by rejoicing in his generosity to ourselves and to others. St. Patrick, pray for us.